Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak with me, Feifei.
And me, Neil.
Neil, can you stop playing around on that computer and concentrate? In this programme, we have a new word connected to the worlds of technology and work. It's used to describe a kind of worker who provides an essential service for the smooth running of all things web-based, a micro-worker.
A micro-worker? Isn't that someone who makes microwave ovens?
No, Neil. Though it does have the same prefix, micro.
Ah, yes. And the word micro, used as a prefix, indicates that something is small.
But we're not talking about small workers. We're talking about small digital tasks that computers can't do on their own. Neil, stop typing.
Sorry. These might be things like drawing around a digital image of a face to help train artificial intelligence systems to recognise people.
That's right. Microworkers perform simple, repetitive digital tasks that help improve algorithms.
Let's hear some examples.
Since the recession, lots of people who lost their jobs have earned cash as microworkers.
Some of the biggest tech giants have used micro-workers to help develop their systems.
Some complain it's badly paid, but others like the flexibility of micro-work.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. In this programme, we're looking at the word micro-worker. It describes people who earn money from performing simple, repetitive digital tasks that help develop computer systems.
As we've heard, micro-work isn't a full-time job. It's something people can do as much or little as they want, when they want.
On the other side, it's not very well paid or secure.
Right. Are we done?
Yes. What are you doing that's so important?
Oh, you know, just earning a little bit of extra cash as a micro-worker.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.